Welcome to the Masterclass of One with Zig Ziglar Master Coach David Creel. It's called the Masterclass of One because it's about the person David is speaking to, but you can listen and act like David is asking you the questions. Then go and apply them and change your life. If you want to create impact in the lives of others, increase your personal income, and be a more productive and efficient human being, you're in the right place. We're glad you're here.
Hello again, David Creel, Certified Ziglar Master Coach, with another episode of the podcast. Today, I have my friend Martha from the great state of Texas. Martha, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am, like I told you earlier, I'm blessed and highly favored. Mm-hmm. So today's going to be fun. So I know your time's valuable and my time's valuable too. So if it's all right with you, we'll just get right on into it.
Sure.
Okay. So what's on your mind today? How can I help?
So as a person of faith, I pray for the people that I work with. I'm a job coach and I want to start my own business as a job coach. And I pray about them and I pray kind of for them. But in my own business, I would like to pray with people who are open to that. But that's kind of a sensitive area of people's religious views are very personal. And so I just wondered, you know, is that something you do or is that something that you, you know, coach people on?
I have. You know, if I feel led to ask them, like, hey, can I pray with you? Mm-hmm. I'll ask. And some say yes, some say no, and either one's fine with me. I'm just doing what I'm told. Mm-hmm. Like I was volunteering at a, not volunteering. I was at a golf tournament, not playing, but like being on one of the holes, like a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, and talking to the guy, I didn't know this guy, and I said, "How's things going?" He said, "Well, I'm having heart surgery tomorrow."
Oh my!
I was like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Do you mind if I pray with you?" And he said, "I'd prefer you not." Okay, no problem. Okay, so I guess my question for you be, this is going to be your business, right?
Yes.
So you're the boss.
Correct.
Or going to be the boss. Mm-hmm. So I guess what's the downside of just asking?
There's not a downside to asking, except that if somebody gets real offended, but I guess it's in how I would approach the subject. And I certainly probably wouldn't approach the subject if I didn't already feel led to open it up like that, but.
Right. I mean, my guess is that you're not talking about someone who you've never met in your life and they're going to come over for some job advice. And as soon as you walk, they walk in the door, you say, "Oh, nice to meet you, Bill. Let's pray." What? Like, I didn't even know you, you know? So my guess is, a relationship will already somewhat be established before this would even be offered. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
That makes sense. Yes. So I did volunteer with a job club that was faith-based. It was a ministry. And some people were not, I mean, they needed the job coaching and the faith-based part of it. They were surprised that it was a faith-based program, and the mentoring and coaching that I got there was just, you know, if they say no, then you stop. But you know, I guess as a faith-based based person, I do pray for the people that I work with. And so that's just, I want to be authentic to my, who I am, but I don't want to, I don't want to get in any kind of, I don't know, discrepancy or whatever the word is.
Discrepancy for what?
I don't want to feel like I'm discriminating against somebody who isn't faith-based.
So asking someone a question is discrimination?
Well, no, it's not necessarily discrimination. I guess that's not the right word. I don't want to offend anyone.
Okay, so let's say you walked up to someone or someone came into your office and there had already been a relationship built and you asked them, would you mind if I pray with you about what this situation or the job that the interview goes well or whatever. If someone would fly off the handle with that, do you really want them as a client anyway?
No.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I guess I think I how I would approach it anyway would be I would ask them if they're, open to praying over this. Are you open to praying over this? And then if they say no, then I'm like, okay. But if they are, then I might ask them how they're praying about it. And say, you know, are you? And if they aren't, then I'll say, well, you know, would you like to? So I think that gives me a pretty good plan right there.
Okay, so like I told you, we're gonna go to the point where you have an insight.
Uh huh.
Okay, and you just had it.
Yeah,
I think we're done.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you.
Because it's well, it goes a little deeper than just asking a question. It's like the most basic of level. If you ask someone a question, like I ask you, and you can answer this. I know the answer because I'm looking at you. Is your shirt red?
No, it is not.
Okay. So in that exact exchange, what happened was on the most basic of levels, I told you words and you responded with words.
Yes.
So is that going to ruin my whole day because you told me no or because, okay, I was just asking.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't so tied to the outcome that my whole day is now ruined because you just told me you didn't have a red shirt on.
Right.
That's kind of the same deal. You're mm-hmm. just going to ask if they want to. My guess is most people, of all the people I've done this with, it's not everyone, but I have before. I can only think of that one person at that golf tournament said, I'd prefer you not.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else I've talked to said, oh, I'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ask if they were a believer. I didn't ask, would you like me to pray with you?
Mm-hmm.
And if they say yes, then we pray right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
If they say no, the one person who said no, okay, no problem. Have a great day.
Right.
You know, so, okay, well, ask.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this was a blast. Short and sweet. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Have a great one.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
David has been a coach basically his entire life. He was made to coach people. He loves seeing people transform their lives through coaching. It's been said that it takes a coach to get you to a place inside yourself that you can't get to by yourself. It's also been said that you're only one conversation away from a completely changed life and that nothing ever happens outside of a conversation. If you'd like to have a conversation with David about where you currently are in life and where you want to go, reach out to him at davidcreel.com.